Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA-KRLS. I'm Eric Gotchel, talking right now with several members of the Pella High Cross Country team, Alex Ropes, Gabby Merrick, Tucker Bogart, and Victoria Clavin. And first of all, we appreciate all of your time, so thank you for joining me on the show today. Wanted to talk to you clearly about the success from this past weekend at the state cross country meet. Also, though, wanted to talk about a few other topics that have passed along from this past season, but I'll just kind of go ahead and work my way around. We'll talk to several of you individually, and I'll go ahead and get things started off with Gabby. And Gabby, the first question I wanted to ask you, again, a third place finish individually, very successful, but what was it about your performance individually that allowed you to contribute and make this team more successful here this past Saturday?
I think just running for the team a lot. I told the girls before the race, just run for the team, this is the meet, you know, so I think finishing high obviously helped, but I think all the girls ran really well, and so that's what gave us a third place finish.
Tucker, a lot of times it's easy to talk to individual athletes, especially the ones that are leading the team, about their goals. But for cross country, it's especially important for the team, for everybody to run as a pack and stay together. And I think that was really key in your success on Saturday. Talk about the internal motivation for you to keep with your teammates, to keep toward the front of the pack and be able to rank high in the team standings.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I think we work really well together as a team this year. We've been doing a lot of pack running with our 4, 5, and 6, and 7 runners, and I think it's really motivating when you see your own teammates ahead of you that you can just use to push you towards our goals, and I think that helped motivate us a lot.
Victoria, for you, as the season wore on, I know I think there were a few times when you had some injuries that kind of nagged you a little bit, and I know last year you kind of had some progress that you worked toward as well. Talk about what this year was as a journey for you from the start of the season, really way back in running your summer miles, to where you're at now.
Obviously, we put in a lot of miles this year, more than I think personally we've ever done, and it was a lot of work, but just working through it, it was really great, and I think coaches really prepared us really well for this meet and everything that we had to lay out there, so it was great.
Alex, wanted to talk with you a little bit about the celebration afterwards. You guys had a lot of fun as you made your way back from Fort Dodge. You got to come back, kind of have a welcome home here in Pella. Talk about the celebration as you made it back in here to your hometown.
It was great. There was a great reception when we got back to Pella. The whole ride home and everything from the second you finished the race, the celebration began, and everyone was really happy. And it wasn't just celebrating your victory. It was celebrating the season as a whole and all the people that got us to where we were at the end of the state meeting at the awards. Everything from there on was like icing on the cake, and the fire truck escort was great and all the bonding that we had afterwards. So it was a great day as a whole.
Gabby, it sounds like as you guys came back into town again, a lot of fun. You had basically celebration from the time you ended the meet until you got back in, just as Alex said. Did it take a little while for everything to kind of set in after that whole evening was done?
Afterwards, we kind of knew it was coming. Right after the meet, we prayed, you know, and then we went over and we celebrated with our team. And then on the way home, we went to Hickory Park like we always do, so we were all pretty pumped for that. And I think we were kind of expecting the fire trucks. It's happened before, so we were kind of looking forward to that. But, yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Tucker, just as we do this interview, you guys just wrapped up having an assembly in the auditorium to kind of celebrate your achievements as well. What's it feel like to share all that with your friends here at the school that aren't on the cross-country team and just kind of have that recognition from the entire school as a whole?
Well, I thought it was a great way to cap off the season after the great celebration that we had on Saturday. And then today we were able to just present the school with our trophies, and I think it was good to show them all what we've accomplished and that they could recognize that and that we could be recognized and represent the school through cross country.
Victoria, Gabby talked about, you know, the escort coming in back into town is something that's been seen before, but I'm sure it's still just as much fun. This seems like a feeling that you'll probably want to try to do again next year, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was a lot of fun. We had the same thing 2 years ago, my freshman year, and it doesn't get old. I think it'll be as fun no matter how many times we do it, and I hope next year we can have a similar ending to our season.
Victoria, as a junior, I'm going to ask you one more question. I wanted to have you talk about the upperclassmen that you worked with this year. Talk about the seniors and kind of their impact on you as a runner and how they've helped you come along.
We've had such a great group of seniors this year, as we always do, and I think a lot of us have really grown close to them, and they've just been so supportive, just showing us that there's more to it than just running and how we can improve ourselves along the way, and I really respect our seniors, and we're really going to miss them next year.
Tucker, you are one of these seniors on the boys' team. Again, talk about your journey as a leader and kind of where you plan to go from here, because I know it sounds like you guys still have a little bit more running you want to do together.
Well, yeah, this is only my second year in cross country, but as a senior, I think that I was really glad that I made the choice to come out and help as a leader. I've been blessed by this team. But as far as continuing running, next week we have the Senior All-Star Meet, which me and Alex Ropes, Zach Buchheit, and Sarah Van Manen will be participating in. Then after that, our team is going to Nike Regionals Meet in Sioux Falls, where we'll be representing our team there. And then after that, we'll just end it up with a fun run at Living History Farms.
That's all great stuff. I'm actually going to bounce right over to Alex to kind of build onto that. Right there, Tucker talking about still doing some more postseason running. You've got to really love cross country to continue to do it, even when you don't have to.
Yeah, I do. The opportunity for the Senior All-Star Meet is really nice, and so is the Nike Regional Meet. We've done that. I wasn't part of it 2 years ago, but it started 2 years ago, so this is our third year attending it. And it's just a great opportunity. You see so many high-caliber teams, even more so than you see at the state meet. So, like, the competition there is really nice to experience. And then Living History Farms is a great fun run. So when you have your teammates to run with after the season, it's not nearly as hard as you would think.
Gabby, another question for you. As I was talking with Victoria about getting ready for next year, you'll be one of the leaders on the team next year, and they'll be looking to you to provide that leadership. What do you do in the off season to recruit athletes to keep coming back out and keep with the program, and then also to make sure that this team keeps moving forward?
As a senior next year, I don't think I'll be the only one recruiting. I mean, we'll have all our teammates that went out this year recruiting and stuff. Cutler does an awesome job recruiting too, so I mean, there's going to be probably just as many people out this year, so we're pretty excited. We hope the numbers will be as high, and we'll just keep running over the summer and see how it goes.
All right, once again, right now on the Marion County PM Sports page, we're talking with Pella High cross-country runners on the girls' side, Victoria Clavin and Gabby Merrick, and on the boys' side, Tucker Bogart and Alex Ropes. This question is for anybody who wants to answer it, or all of you can answer it if you want. I got to know how this organization works to be in charge of decorating, we'll use that word loosely, coaches' homes after the victory. How does that get collaborated? Who leads that effort to make sure that everybody's yards look nice? We got Coach Hammond trying to throw in some stuff.
It started, Victoria was the only one who's been there at the when it started 2 years ago, so she might know better than I do, but this year, maybe she wasn't there. This year, it was kind of expected, so it was more of a team effort.
I think definitely Zach Buchheit was prepared for the TPing. I know he didn't want to TP his own house with Coach Buchheit, but we definitely got him in color pretty good.
Yeah, I think we looked pretty guilty walking out of Walmart with all that toilet paper, but I think we could have explained to anyone that there was a good cause behind it.
Victoria?
I actually went home and slept, but it sounded like a lot of fun. I would have stayed. My mom wouldn't let me. Still at that age, I guess. But I think they did a great job without me either way.
All right, one more question I want to ask you guys. That sounded like a lot of fun, and all of the things that have come along have been fun. I want to ask each of you individually what maybe your favorite moment of the season was, something that really stood out for you that's fun that you'll remember forever. And it could be a meet, it could be an inside joke with your teammates, it could be a team meal, any of those things. But what was your favorite moment from this season? And Alex, I'm going to start with you first.
Well, I guess when we all finished our race at state, that was great because everyone was so excited, but also seeing all the other members of the team who had come out there to support us, that was probably my favorite moment, because to have to share the moment with all the other team members who got us to where we are was a really nice thing to be able to do. And it wasn't even just team members, it was all of our schoolmates and all of our friends. They made a 2.5 hour trek to watch us run a under 17 minute race, so that was nice.
Gabby, for you?
There's so many moments that I will remember this season, but I think more so than the moments, it's more the relationships that were built over the season. The seniors are awesome, and we're all going to miss them a lot, but we have a lot of memories after this season.
Tucker, for you as a senior, what was your favorite moment this year?
Well, that's a really pretty tough question, but one of the things I think I'll remember for a long time really well is the fire truck parading us through the square. I think that was just a really memorable moment that we could just celebrate the whole team doing so great through the whole season, no matter how we finished.
All right, Victoria, take us home.
Well, I'd say building off of what both Gabby and Tucker said, just like the relationships that we got to have, like I really enjoyed when we were at the hotel, we went on the run, and it was just all of us together just exploring the countryside or whatever, and that was really fun. And then, like, riding home in the Suburbans, just mixing it all up and just getting to know people was really fun. And then, obviously, fire trucks at the end was really fun, so it's great.
Well, it sounds like a very close-knit group. You guys had a tremendous amount of fun and success throughout the season. So, again, congratulations on all that. Thank you for your time, and look forward to exciting things from you guys all in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Once again, members of the Pella High cross country team, again, Alex Ropes, Gabby Merrick, Tucker Bogard, and Victoria Clavin. Stay tuned. We've got more on the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.